Praise God. I guess you're probably wondering, what name is that? Just going to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm from West Africa, Ghana, and I've been in the United States since 91, and I'm glad to be here with you this morning. Are you ready for God's word? Amen. I would like to talk to you today about your identity. And you know, our identity at times is tied into the things that we possess. At times, even our identity can be affected by the environment that we grew up in. I heard a story one time. There was a man who was walking throughout the forest and saw an eagle who fell from his nest on the ground. So this man picked up the eagle, took the eagle home. The man is a chicken farmer, so he put the eagle with a chicken. So he fed the eagle with chicken food. The eagle grew among the chicken, and the eagle acted like a chicken. And a friend of his came by and go, "Isn't that an eagle? Why is this eagle acting like a chicken?" So the man took the eagle out of the barn where the chicken is, so he took the eagle out and put the eagle up and told the eagle, "You are an eagle. You're supposed to fly, fly." The eagle was confused. So he took the eagle again out to the rooftop of the house. Says, "You are an eagle. You need to fly." The eagle was confused. So he took the eagle to a high mountain on top of the mountain and told the eagle, "You are an eagle. You need to fly." And slowly, the eagle stretched out his wings and cried out in triumph and said, "I am an eagle and I'm going to soar like God designed me to be." This story, we can tie this story to our lives. Maybe there's something that happened to you when you were growing up. Like the eagle, little eagle fell off of the nest and fell down. Maybe something happened to you, and that which happened to you now put you in a situation whereby you started acting like who you are not. You start acting like everybody else. But in Christ, because our identity is in Christ, we got to start acting like Him. Because our identity is tied to Him. You know, you look at these footballers. When they are playing, when they are during their prime time, they are playing. They get all the fame. They get all the money. But some of them cannot handle it when they retire. Because their identity is tied to the football that they were playing. So some of them end up committing suicide. This morning, maybe something happened to you. And you allow yourself or your identity to be built around that thing. You might be safe sitting here this morning. But what maybe your mama told you when you were growing up? What your father told you when you were growing up has created something in you, and now you are acting those things out. And I look at the definition of the word identity. The first one says, the name or essential character that identify somebody or something. It is what identifies somebody or something. Number two, it says the set of characteristics that somebody recognizes as belonging uniquely to him or to herself and constitute his or her individual personality for life. The very moment, let me read that the last one again. It says the set of characteristics that somebody recognizes as belonging uniquely to himself or herself. There are some things that we take upon ourselves and we say, this is my identity. Because of what happened to you, you take that thing and say, this is the way that life is going to be. So I'm tying my identity to that struggle that you went through. This morning, we are going to look at a man in the Bible who did not allow his circumstances to determine his identity. His name is Jabez. Let's go to our First Chronicles chapter 4. Verse 9. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed and enlarge in my territory, that your hand will be with me and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him his request. So here we see here, Jabez, the name Jabez means grief, affliction. Can you imagine walking around and you know that your name means affliction? That means your name, you are going to basically cause affliction in people's life. In the Bible days, names were often used to express the nature and function of the person. They were used to indicate a person's purpose in life. So here, what he is saying here, his mom named him Jabez, saying, when I bore you out of pain. That name was actually just basically predicting what he's going to do to people. You know, things happen to us. Let's say you're growing up. Someone says something to you, or a coach says something to you, or your mom said something to you. And that gets into your head. If it is something that is not right, that gets into your head. Or you were sexually abused, or you were physically abused, or you were verbally abused. You start identifying with those things and you start living them out. As the saying goes, hurting people will end up hurt people will end up hurting people. You end up building your identity based on what you're going through. You go to the juvenile court. Most of the juveniles in there, you look at it and it goes, Maybe my father did this to me. My mom did this to me. Someone did something to them and they build their identity around that which that happened to them. But God wants you and I not to be like that. Like the story that I talked about in the beginning of the sermon about the eagle. As long as the eagle had the mentality as a chicken, he was acting like a chicken. But when he get to a place that he recognized that that wasn't whom God made him to be, he started soaring like an eagle. Maybe there are some things that has happened in your life. Maybe there is a hurt that has happened to you. Maybe a sickness that has come into your life, and in your mind you're thinking, this is all that my life will account to. I cannot go past what I'm going through now. God is saying to you today, your identity is not tied to that which you went through. Your identity is tied to Him. And if your identity is tied through Christ, guess what? Nothing is impossible for Him. Maybe you are sitting here, you go, you know, my situation is unique. There is no way that I can get out of this situation. What my husband did to me, the verbal things that my husband said to me, now it has created something in me that I don't feel any worth. You have girls, they are longing for affection. Maybe a father didn't give it to them. And that can, you can carry that even to your marriage. It does not matter what your husband say that you are beautiful. You still look at yourself and you say, I'm not beautiful, because someone along the line told you something, told you a lie, and told you that you are not beautiful. Or you were sexually abused. It does not matter what happened, you will still tie yourself to it. You look at all the prostitutes and people that they sell themselves. You look at their lifestyle, you would say along the line, someone abused them. And in their mind, they're thinking, that's all that I'm going to be. But Jabez, the story that we read this morning, Jabez, they didn't settle for that. So here we see Jabez. Let's read 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10 again. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore you in pain. Isn't it amazing how he is honorable? But he was born in pain. He was supposed to be, he says he was honorable among his brothers. His name was supposed to basically identify him as someone who caused pain. He was supposed to cause pain among his brothers. But it changed. Jabez now became more honorable among his brothers. Why did Jabez become more honorable among his brothers? We will see. In verse 10, he says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you bless me indeed. He did not settle for the identity that was given to him by his mother. He reckoned he saw himself from a different light. He did not allow what people said about him to affect him. He did not allow the circumstances around him to affect him to the point that he would settle for that and say, you know what, I'll go around and cause pain in people's life. You know, there are at times your circumstances will put you at a place, will box you in, and you will never be able to get out of it. Because you are looking at your circumstance and you go, you know, I cannot do this. I can't do this. I don't. You are looking at yourself through your own eyes. So you are saying you can do these things, and it boxes you and it puts you in a box. I remember when God called me to preach and I come to United States. English is my second language. I made so many excuses. I say, you know, God, English is my second language. How am I going to be able to communicate to people? And that I build my identity around that, and it puts me in a box where, because of that, the potential that God has placed in me, I wasn't able to do what God has called me to do. Until it got to a point and I realized that my identity is not tied into how I cannot speak English. My identity is tied to Him. And if my identity is tied to Him and He has called me to do something, it's Him who is going to give me the power to do it. I'm not a very outgoing person. I'm very, just to myself, very shy. And it amazed me when God put me in front of people. It's not me, but God who works through me. It's God who allowed me to do what He has called me to do. So here we see when your circumstances should not identify you. You shouldn't allow your circumstances to identify who you are. You are tied to Christ Jesus. So here, let's see what he did. He called on God. He made you. He knows what he has put inside of you. So he is the one to call. You know, we're having problems that may be sexually abused or whatever. We have those problems. And the first thing we do, I'm not saying I don't go to a counselor. But the first thing we do, we go to a counselor. Go to God first. God will direct you if you need counseling. God will direct you to the right counselor. But we don't do that. We, instead of going to God first, we go to a friend. We go to everywhere else but to God. He is the one who created you. He is the one who knows what is inside of you. The eagle story that we talked about. The eagle, you know, as long as the eagle was thinking like a chicken, he wasn't the king of the air. By the very moment the eagle changed his perspective and start thinking like whom God called him to think or called him to be, he started, what God put in him started coming out. So here we see here Jabez. Jabez goes, you know, yes, my name is pain. This is my name. I walk around and everyone know that name. The meaning of that name is pain. I'm supposed to go around and cause people pain. But Jabez goes, I'm not going to settle for that. Jabez said, I am going to call on the God who created me. The Bible says in Psalm 139, it says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. He made you. He knows what he was doing when he was making you. It didn't just happen that you, at times we think that, oh, my mom and my dad came together and here am I. No, God knew what he was doing. Like he told Jeremiah, before even your mom and your mom conceived you, I knew you. And I've called you to be a prophet to the nation. Before even you were conceived, God knew why he was going to bring you here on earth to do. He has a plan and a purpose for your life. So don't settle for the identity that people put on you. Don't settle for the identity that people go, you cannot do anything. You cannot amount to anything. And at times we settle for those things. Those words become a self-fulfilling prophecy in our life. And all we do, we leave those words out. But this morning I want to challenge you that you have more installed in you than you think. Jabez recognized that. So instead of Jabez going somewhere else, Jabez went to God. And when he went to God, it's amazing when like you buy an instrument or you buy an equipment. If something is wrong with equipment, what do? Times you get on the phone and you call the manufacturer. On the phone, they are able to diagnose, tell you exactly what is going on because they are used to, they're built it, they know what is going on. The same thing applies to us. You are sick. I'm not saying that don't go to the doctor. But bring it to God first. Let God direct you. If God is going to heal you through a doctor, he will do that. If you want to heal divinely, he will do that. But we don't do those things. 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with carcinoid cancer. And I thought I was done. But I'm still here. I know that what God has told me he is going to use me to do is not done. So this cancer cannot take me out. I'm going to fulfill what God has called me to do before he takes, just going to leave everything into his hands, because he made me and he has a purpose for my life. So going back to Jabez, we see Jabez says, God, bless me indeed. We see something about Jabez that we all need to learn. It's his ambition not to stay where he was. He did not even just say, God, bless me. He said, God, bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. And that word territory means to make larger, extend in limits or dimension, to extend to more purpose or uses. He said, yes, God, I'm destined to cause pain. God, I'm destined to be a distraction. God, I'm calling on you. I'm not saying that God just heal me. I'm not saying that God just heal, bless me, just the my blessing, just me. He says, enlarge my territory. That means what he's saying, that God, make me more, give me influence. When you go through something, God comes in and sets you free. It's not just for you. He wants to use you to touch people who are going through the same thing. You know, how can you minister effectively? I mean, God can do whatever he wants to do, but how can you minister effectively to someone, a drug addict, if you yourself haven't been there? At times it becomes rules and regulations that you tell them you got to do these things. But if you have been there, you have the compassion, you have the mercy for that person, and you have influence, and you can help that person get out of it. Here, Jabez, what Jabez is saying, that God, bless me. God, if you bless me, I just don't want to keep the blessing for myself. God, give me a house or give me all these riches. I do not want to keep those riches for myself. God, fill my bank accounts with millions of dollars. God, it's not just the God wants to just fill. God wants you to use that money to build his kingdom and have influence. But at times we get so selfish. And all we do is to crave for ourselves. All we see is me, and my family. But God is telling you today that if you put your identity in him, he says, I'm going to bless you. And the blessing that I'm going to pour on you is going to overflow. You don't just want a blessing that is just for you only. God is saying to you today that the blessing that he wants to put on you, that blessing is going to overflow. It will come and fill you and fill out so that others will benefit. Amen. 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 We're talking about the gospel going out. Jesus told, Peter said, Jesus said, freely that you receive, freely that you give. You've received the blessing of salvation. What are you doing with it? Do you keep that blessing of salvation to yourself? Or you say, you know what? I'm going to let that salvation flow out of me. God, Jesus told his disciples, he says, you should be light. and salt to the world you live in. He has already sought you out. He has already put that salt in you. He has already put that light in you. He's saying that don't let that blessing stop there, but let that blessing overflow and touch the community and the areas around you. You go through things for a purpose. Yes, you are suffering. Yes, you are going through all these things, but God is saying you are going through for a purpose so that I can use you as an instrument to build my kingdom. Our identity is in Him. Our identity is not tied in the money that I have. If my identity is tied to the money that I have, that's when I become selfish. I'm afraid to lose that money. Because that's why you see people, they are rich and they still keep on taking the little bit the poor has, they still keep on taking. Why? Because the identity is tied to that money. Look at Hollywood. At times, you know, when we sit down, we think that blessing, when we get blessed, all right, in your mind, you're thinking, if I have money, everything will be fine. Look at Hollywood. Now, just recently, what is his name? Robin Williams. You would think, I mean, he can, whatever he wants to buy, he can buy it. Why did he kill himself? Why did he commit suicide? Because his identity is tied in things that couldn't sustain him. His identity is tied to things that are temporal. God is telling you today, your identity is not, you know, at times we think that our identity is in our spouse, no? Your identity is in Him. You can't put your trust in your spouse. Yes, you're supposed to trust your spouse, but you can't put your trust in. That's why a lot of people, when, let's say, a divorce comes, their life falls apart. Yes, you have to go through the divorce. Yes, you go through, but God comes in. If your identity is tied to that person, you won't survive. So this morning, God wants you to know that where you are now is not where He wants you to be. God is telling you now there is more in store for you than you think. Let's go to Jeremiah. Chapter 27. I'm sorry, Jeremiah chapter 29. Amen. Verse 11. See, up to this point, Jeremiah, when the king of Babylon came and took the Israelites to Babylon, Jeremiah, the prophet, was left in Jerusalem. And the people who were in captivity, God spoke to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah wrote a letter to the people who were in captivity. Because they were in captivity, they started thinking like someone who is being captured. They did not have any hope for the future. But let's hear what God spoke to Jeremiah. God spoke to the children of Israel through Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you seek for me with all your heart. So here he says, he told the children of Israel, says, the plans that I have for you, they are plans to prosper you. What you might probably be thinking about the situation that we are talking about, your identity. In your mind, you probably might be thinking, this is the way life is going to be. But God has something special for you. He says the thoughts that he has about you. God is a loving God. God doesn't sit there and dream bad things for it to happen to you and I. Yes, things happen to us. Yes, when we go through things, God comes in and God helps us through those things. We learn, we grow from hardship. But here, God, the reason why these children of Israel went to captivity because of disobedience. But God, through his mercy, he goes, yes, you are in captivity. Yes, now you're starting to think like the Babylonians. He says that I'm coming. I have good thoughts for you. I have good plans for you. I'm coming so that I will take you out of that. And even he goes on to say in Jeremiah 33. Jeremiah 33:3. He says, call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Amen. You think you know your identity. You think you know the abilities that you have. You don't. Your mama doesn't know. Your father doesn't know. Your pastor doesn't even know. The only one that knows that what he has installed for you is him. He says, call me, and if you call me, I'm going to show you things that will blow your mind. He says, call me, and when you call me, you will realize that you are not the one, you are not just one that's supposed to just be just boxing in where you are. I have called you, and you are going to find out that you are what? His ambassador. You are going to find out there are things that he has in store for you that he wants to use you to do what? To build his kingdom. Amen. You see, all this, everything we are sitting here this Sunday morning is just for one purpose. Not just only to, it's not like a club. We are coming here so that we are going to get equipped. And when we get equipped, we start getting to know his voice clearly. And when we start to get to know his voice clearly, we start understanding what he has installed for us. And if we find out what he has installed for us, and we start walking in it, the world start to change. Light start to come through. The dark world start to see the light. The world that is unsalted start to see the salt. Our communities are the way they are. Our streets are the way they are. It's because of you and I. Because we settle for less. Jabez goes, God, bless me. Enlarge my territory. Make me influential. God, make me a man who can touch the community that we live in. Because if your identity is tied to him, he's the source of light. It's going to show through you. Amen. He's the source of salt. It's going to come through you. So your identity is not tied to what you went through. Your identity is tied. Your identity is in Christ. Because your identity is in Christ, you don't think like your environment wants you to think. Oh, you think differently. Because, you know, your environment will tell you, think this way. I come from Africa and my environment is telling me that I can't make anything out of myself. But I know that my God, the God who created me, does not think that way about me. I know that he has something great in store for me. So I'm not going to settle for that. Jabez goes, I won't settle for that. Jabez goes, I will not even accept just a little bit of blessing. Jabez goes, I'm going to call on God. God, I want your mega blessing. I want a blessing that will overflow me because I have an eye for your kingdom. The Bible says, seek ye the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness first. He says, and all these things that we, at times we kill ourselves for, he says, all these things are going to be added to you. He says he's able to give you exceedingly and abundantly of what we pray for, or even of what we think about. If your identity is tied to him, if you have that connection with him, so God, here we see Jabez. We go back to our first Chronicles. First Chronicles chapter 4. Verse 10. First Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10 says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed, enlarge in my territory, and that your hand will be with me. God's hand being with him is God's power. His hand being with him is God's direction. His hand being with him is God's favor. Here he is saying that, God, I want your hand to direct me in everywhere I go. When the children of Israel, they were in the wilderness, the Bible says they were led by God's presence anytime the cloud during the day was a cloud. And during the night, there was a fire that led the children of Israel. Moses says, if you don't go with me, God, I won't go. So anytime the cloud settled or that fire settled, Moses stopped. Here, Jabez is saying, God, I want your hand of direction. I want your hand of power. I want your hand of favor. God wants to put his favor on you so that you, among your brethren, we are going to get to that. Says, among his brethren, he was more honorable than everyone. Jabez has different mentality. Jabez realized that without the hand of God, there is no favor. Without the hand of God directing him, he does not know where to go. And at times in our life, we don't allow God to direct us. The psalmist says, the steps of the righteous is ordered by him. So if you are really going to go the way that God wants you to go, you got to line up and let his hand come upon you and let his hand direct you. At times where his hand is directing you, at times it doesn't make sense. God will choose the weak things of this world to confound the wise. The things that you think this is, and he says the foolish things of this world, he's just going to use it to confound the wise. The things that you think that doesn't make sense, God says, I'm going to use that. And when it happened, guess what will happen? The glory goes to him. So here we see Jabez praying that God's hand will be upon him. God's hand should direct him. So he goes on and says, and that you will keep me from evil. Have you seen great men of God doing great things for God? Amen. Amen. And at the end, they just mess up. And everything that they did, all the great things that they did, people don't see that. All they see is their mess. Here, Jabez recognized that even if God bless him and he become very influential, Jabez still goes, you know what? I'm prone to sin. So God, just keep me from the evil one. And he goes on to say that I will not be a pain. Jabez goes, I do not go back to my old ways. At times it's easy when everything is going smoothly. Amen. It's easy to go back to your old ways. Amen. So here we see, when I end it here soon, we see that our identity, if our identity is tied to Him, although we were called, maybe we were born to cause pain in people's life. You look at the First Chronicles 4, chapter 9. He says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, although he was called to cause pain. But God turns it around. He wasn't just being honorable among his brothers. He was more honorable. This morning, if you are here this morning and you are saying, there are things that happened in my life years ago. Things that happened to me when I was growing up. Now I have allowed those things to define my identity. Those areas in our life that we have allowed those areas to define our identity. God is telling you this morning, that make an exchange. Jesus died on the cross. He did that exchange for you. The Bible says, when Jesus said it is finished, that means everything that mankind went through, He finished it. That was the exchange that He made. He took everything that we went through. He took it and He gave us new life. This morning, if you are here this morning and you say, you know what? My identity is shut. I don't even know who am I. Jesus wants to renew your identity. If you are here today, you are saying that, you know, you used to walk with God. Now something came, something happened to you, and you move away from God. This morning, God wants to give you hope. God wants to restore you. This morning, remember, brother singing, and he was singing about the prodigal son. That parable about the prodigal son is all about the love of God. He loves you so much that He wants you to come home. It does not matter what other people are going to say. Like we see the older brother being self-righteous. You see how he acted. Don't worry about those people. God is saying to you, if you are a prodigal, God is saying to you today, come home. He wants to give you an identity. If we can stand up this morning. If we can all stand up this morning. If you're here today and you say, God, I used to walk with you and I'm far away from you. God, I want to come back home. Or if you're here today and you say, you are not sure that if Jesus come today, you're going to be with Him. You are not sure about your salvation. Today, God is saying to you today that if you hear His voice, don't harden your heart. So if you fall under these two categories, if you can pray this prayer with me, we can all recite it. Father God, We just come before you this morning. And we just give you our heart, oh God. Lord, from today on, we just want you to be Lord of our lives, oh God. Lord, we avail ourselves to you. And Lord, we know that the only way that we can connect or have an identity with God is, Lord, is through you, Jesus Christ. So we humbly say, come and have total control of our lives. And from today onwards, we're going to take you as our Lord and our personal Savior. Father, I also pray for the people who already know you, but Lord, they've settled for less. They've settled for the things that has happened to them, and they identify with those things, and that has put them in a box. Father, I pray this morning that, Lord, those things, oh God, they will be able, Lord God, to get out of those things. They will be able to have a changed mind and know that, Lord, the identity is in you, oh God. Father, I pray that, Lord, as they call on you, and Lord, they tell you to bless them. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you will bless them to the overflow, oh God. Lord, enlarge their territories, oh God, so that they can be honorable among their peers, oh God. So that, Lord, your light can shine through them, oh God. So that, Lord, they can be salt to this world that we live in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.